Southside Al joins the show. Let's get right to him. He's called in. He's 0 for 2 tonight. I was making 1 for 3. What's up, Southside?
Southside Al.
In the building. Now, y'all had a couple of interviews, so I didn't want to wait on hold. I just caught y'all when y'all got done with the business. This game here, man, it just, you can tell who hungry and who's starving. Obviously, Oklahoma City is fat, starving for that championship. Let me say this here. Shout out to my Astros. Pat and Sean, let me get your take on this here. And I'm going to die on this hill for starters. I'm going to just die.
Don't die. We already thought you were dead once. don't die.
Good point.
Sean, check this out.
Sir.
Let's go back and look at Altuve and left field. We know the arm ain't the best. We know his height is an issue. The blueprint of baseball, Pat, you know this here. It haven't changed. When you start playing baseball, usually they try to get the tall guys on first base, Pat, so they can reach, you know, for the high throwing. But that's how it is. It's kind of like Altuve is going to the Hall of Fame or second baseman. I don't care what they're doing out here. Sean, if you look at the highlights, one of them home runs, it should have been two runs, really, because one of them, if you had a taller guy, I forgot the other guy was in left field, but if he was out there, he would have caught that ball at the top of his head. Altuve's too short. He jumping like a trampoline.
Oh, you talking about that double off the scoreboard earlier today?
Right, yeah. Right. And there was another one he just it's a height thing out there in left field. And you know this, Pat. When you're in left field, I ain't saying you got to be a giant, but for Altuve with a lower stature, man, he's got a short stature. Usually I was kind of short. That's why I started playing Little League. I started at second base because I was real short. I wasn't going to play first. You can't put a person 5 feet eight at first base. You're just not going to see that because, you know, your stature. And with Altuve out there, I'm just thinking, like, here we come, Sean, up to 60 games. We get into the halfway half mark. What y'all think it take about that? I'm pushing the envelope too far because sometimes that'd be a nick and tuck ball game and you play that off the wall or it just go over his head or he just can't reach it. That's going to be an issue. I just don't like him out there. I don't know if it's temporary or what, but just like today, it was two of them. He's stature, just me and the blueprint, I'm not knocking Joe Spada. I'm not knocking Dana Brown. What I'm asking you is, with Sean, what I'm saying is, when he's in left field, do you think that'll be a problem sometimes?
Yes.
With his stature of body.
Sometimes.
That's all and sometimes that can cost you a championship or a series in the playoffs.
His lack of stature and, you know, had been an issue at second base. Like, i.e. last year and the year before that. That's just kind of the matter of the fact. And baseball's baseball. Like, sometimes he's going to get hit a lot of balls in left field like he did today. And the one that bounced off of the wall, like, go look at that. That was like a good 4 to 5 feet above his head. It bounced off. He jumped for that. He might not have even should have tried to jump for that, rather play it off the wall. But good thing he had a center fielder over there to back him up and get the ball bouncing off the wall and relay it back in. Sometimes his lack of stature is going to cost him. It's just a matter of fact. He is listed at 5'8". He's really about 5'6".
Maybe.
And so that's just kind of the case. But let's be honest about it. It's cost him at times, yeah, on particular plays. Of course it has, over the course of a very long career, Al. And how many times did you ever say, man, that guy cost us a playoff game? That guy cost us a World Series game. No, more times than not, that guy's won you playoff games and won you World Series games because of what he also does at the plate.
I mean, look, the bottom line is...
But he played it at second base, though.
Right, but you got to play him somewhere. Second base. Right? I mean, you got to play somewhere. Well, last season, Jose Altuve was a -9 outs above average. Mm-hmm. It was the second worst in all of baseball. This year... He's, I think, a -2 in left field. So he's actually pacing a little better as a left fielder.
And at second base, he's in the positives this year, I think.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a lot of reps, but he's actually, yeah, he has like a plus two or plus three.
He caught that bunt attempt the other day between the pitcher's mound and first base. That had to be an out above average. He slid in from second base on his butt and reached out and grabbed that ball.
Yeah, but he's a minus two in left field, which, I mean, all things considered, really not that bad.
No, he's not. And he made a really good catch up against the wall in foul territory a couple of games ago before who'd they play before in that Mariners series. He made a nice play. I think it was Sunday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, one of those. In foul territory, felt the wall, and then boom, made a really nice catch. Got a tip of the cap from whoever's pitching at the time.
I mean, he's actually technically a plus three at second base in very limited time because he made a couple of really nice plays.
Yeah.
Right now, Mauricio Dubon is six outs above average.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Meyers is five. He was six, but now he's five. Cam Smith is four.
Four outs above average.
For a guy who started playing right field 2 weeks before the season started, Cam Smith has been a very fast study.
Well, because he's an athlete.
he's got speed. He's got an arm. And then you've got Pena, who's a plus two. Walker's a plus one. Paredes is even, which I'm actually surprised Paredes is only even because he's actually been he's been better than expected at third
base.
He's
good, but how many outs above average opportunities has he actually had? You know what I mean?
I feel like he is.
It's been a damn good defense, PC.
He's been a guy. He's been solid. He's never going to be Alex Bregman, but he doesn't have to be. Because he makes $34 million less than Alex Bregman. So just don't be a guy who boots routine balls type of thing. And he's made the routine plays, and every now and then he comes up with a nice play. Charging a ball, coming up, bare hand one, whatever. He's played pretty well at third base.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, by the way, Al. Glad you had an opportunity to finally get in. 713-572-4610-572.
But you got to play Altuve somewhere. Either you're playing him at second base or you're playing him on left field. Wherever you play him, he's going to be a defensive liability at this point in his career. You live with it because of who he is, what he does for at the plate, what he means to the franchise, and you've got him for four more years, so you really better figure it out.
I mean, it is a general and blanket statement. It's not wrong, but when you say he's a defensive liability, you can make him far less of one by doing what Joe Espada and the Astros are with him at this point in time, by going back and forth between second base and left field and being somewhat strategic about that. If you have that flexibility, which, now that Mauricio Dubon is contributing more at the plate, you have that flexibility. He can give you, plus defense at second base. Jose Altuve, who's obviously very much learning the intricacies of the outfield, is an athlete. He can make some plays like I just described for you. To answer ultimately the question, is his stature going to end up costing him and the Astros, a play here and there? Yeah, of course. It's baseball. It's going to happen. He's a little man, little guy. There's going to be a ball that hits off of the wall that somebody that stands 6'2" is just simply going to be able to get that Altuve is not. It's the difference between making a great catch and a dun-a-nut, dun-a-nut, and, screw that. I'm just going to wait and play it off the wall, which Altuve's probably far more nervous about doing at home at the Crawford boxes, because if that ball hits just right off of a scoreboard with all kinds of ridges and different things sticking out of it.
One of the team names.
Yeah, it can bounce anywhere.
we saw ball go through the number, Jordan Alvarez.
Shout out Jake Meyers for having his back today, on that ball that bounced off the wall. He was right there, Johnny on the spot.
Altuve only has two more years at big money, though.
He makes
$33 million this year. Mm-hmm. He'll make $33 million the next 2 years. Then it drops to $13 million.
Yeah.
So, essentially the Astros decided Altuve has two more years of peak value or potentially peak value at the plate.
Yeah.
And then they expect the fall off's going to be pretty hard. And that's why he's only going to make $26 million total the last 2 years. So if push comes to shove, and I would expect if Jose Altuve can't be Jose Altuve, he would probably retire before he did the Jose Abreu, I'm going to stick this out and embarrass myself tour.
Well, he could do the Craig Biggio, like be good enough and, you know, not be an embarrassment out there, but be serviceable and help bring some other guys up and along. I'm willing to bet you at this point in time, and I know, you know, if you're being honest, most people are going to disagree with this, but there's a really good chance that that first year of a declining salary when he's making $13 million in three seasons, that we're saying, damn, we got Altuve for just $13 million this year. That's pretty awesome because he's going to be hitting like 289 with a 340 on base and, you know, hitting maybe 15, 18 home runs a season, whatever the decline looks like that at that point in time. I don't even want to put it on him because, hell, I was asking questions a week and a half ago and, well, Altuve answered and he throat punched all of us and said, yeah, suck on that.
Well, the other part of it is look at it from this point of view, right? If Altuve stays healthy,
mm-hmm.
he's probably going to be 2,400 hits or so at the end of this year. If he were to, say, average 175 hits the following 2 years.
Well, he gets it done if he averages 175, I think.
Well, I don't, I'm not, hold on, because there's a, you know, the way I'm doing this, if he gets 175 the next 2 years, that's 350. That's going to have him at 2750. He's going to need 250 hits total the final 2 years of his deal. So that third year when he's making $13 million, he might be in that home stretch to 3,000 hits. And I would, I honestly, as long as he doesn't suffer like a serious injury, I think he's probably going to get 3,000 hits by the time his contract is up.
I'm not betting against him. In fact, I'd be inclined to, in one of these years, take the over on 175 hits. Like, maybe he's got 185 hits in a season left in him at some point.
You know
point.
What? Last season, Altuve had 185 hits in 153 games. This year, he's got 56 hits in 52 games, and he's only just come out of a month-long slump.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means there's a month-long, like, absolute fire run coming out of Jose Altuve as well. And yeah, you know, is he going to get 185 hits this year? Probably.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be cool to watch, though. I know that. It's going to be a lot of fun.